بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and those listening at home over the receivers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so loving that Allah ta'ala gives us the opportunity of remembering Him. Allah Ta'ala gives us the chance of sitting in the majlis of dhikrullah, in the majlis of tawbah, istighfar, in a gathering wherein we contemplate, ponder, reflect over our own conditions, over the conditions of our spiritual heart. Is my heart alive in the remembrance of Allah? Or is my heart dead with no ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our mashayikh mentioned, the one is a person who has a heart that is dead. In other words, this heart is void or devoid of iman. It does not have the ma'rifat of Allah. There is no qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a heart of a disbeliever, completely away. Doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this heart is a dead heart. The example ulama and mashayikh give is like this person is compared to a person who's blind. He's unable to see at all. He can't see anything. Then there is that person who has a heart which has life in it, but his mind, his heart is elsewhere. His heart is not paying attention, it is inattentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has the isti'adad, it has the ability of recharging itself and kindling this iman that it has and connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the person is mashghul. He becomes preoccupied with every other thing besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his heart has become filled with ghayrullah. So such a person, he is not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person requires to remove the ghaflat on his heart and become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has the ability to see, he's got sight, but he's not focusing. He's not focusing on his goal. He's not focusing on akhirat. He's not focusing on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not focusing on dhikrullah. Then we have a person who has a heart. The heart is not dead. The heart is alive. The heart is brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is brimming with the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making the dhikr of Allah. He has attached himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has his bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us that type of heart. This person can see. He's got the power of vision. He has sight. And he is focused. He's paying attention. He has got his goal. He's always conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is not oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah. The moment he falters, the moment he makes an error, the moment he errs, the moment he blunders, he slips, immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions this in the Quran in a few verses. One particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The ayat preceding this, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. We're not going to go into the tafsir of these verses, but the gist of all these verses, what does it mean? Allah talks about forgiving the person. Somebody who does wrong to you, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, command with good, and turn away from those who are ignorant ones. Those who are going to put obstacles in your path, those people who are going to anger you, Those people who are jahil, they're going to irritate you, they're going to make life miserable for you. Allah says, forgive them, just turn away from them. If shaitan has to cause any insinuation in your heart, if shaitan entices you, if shaitan incites you, if shaitan provokes you, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ, the moment this happens, Allah says, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you incited by shaitan, this is an arm, a general command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to everybody. In other words, when shaitan is trying to incite you, the moment he is inciting you, whose protection should you seek? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. The mashayikh and the scholars give an example. You're going to some person's home. And you want to visit him. He's your friend. But when you go to the gate, suddenly you see a very huge dog. Very ferocious looking dog. Which is barking and howling at you. And you want to go in. You're afraid because this dog is going to bite you. One person asks his student that if shaitan incites you, he provokes you, he tries to mislead you, what are you going to do? So he said, Ujahiduhu, I will fight him, I will combat shaitan. And then the person says, but if you're able to just move shaitan away for a little while, and he returns, he comes again, he says, I'll do the same thing again. He says, then if shaitan comes again, he says, I'll repeat it. He says, if this continues, what will happen? He said, each time I will try to combat him. This person says that will be a very lengthy process. So then the person gives him the example of this dog, that you're going to visit some person and there's a dog there, howling at you, barking at you at the gate. So the person said, well, I will try to chase the dog away, I will try to combat it, fight it, it's impossible. So then this ustad tells the student, and this is our reply. The easiest solution, the easiest thing is to alert the owner of the dog. Press the bell. Call him, shout for him. We have the cell phone nowadays, so phone him. I say, brother, I came to visit you. I'm afraid of your dog. So what will the person do? Immediately he will summon his dog. He will call his dog. He will chain his dog. He will rebuke his dog. He will chain him and put the dog away. Like that, we are enticed by shaitan. We're incited by shaitan, provoked by shaitan. Sometimes we become angry. Sometimes somebody is irritating us. Sometimes it is nafs, sometimes it is some haram woman that is pulling us towards her. We are being enticed by her. Sometimes it is some riba deal that we are almost going to engage in. Sometimes it's drugs that we are going to take, please. Allah Ta'ala save us. Any haram thing. So that is shaitan trying to incite you. What do you do? Fasta'in billah. Call out to Allah. Seek Allah's refuge. Ya Allah, I'm weak. Shaitan's insinuations are hounding me. Shaitan is inciting me. He's provoking me. Fasta'in billah. Call the master of the dog. Call the controller of shaitan. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately Allah ta'ala will keep shaitan away from you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically talks about the muttaqeen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those who have taqwa, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muttaqeen, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when they are assaulted by the whisperings of shaitan, by the incitements of shaitan, the provocations of shaitan, shaitan is trying to incite them, what do they do? تَذَكَّرُوا. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They bring Allah in remembrance. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and then they are looking very, very clearly. They have got light. Which light? Light of the heart. The believers have nur. There's a difference between basirat and basarat. Basarat is the power of vision, sight. We're able to see. Allah has given us this organ, this eye, which we are all able to see. And basirat is the light, nur. Ulama say nur, which Allah puts into the heart of the person. The heart of the believer. So he's got iman, he's got taqwa, the nur of taqwa. his heart becomes illuminated, bright. So when the mu'min, a muttaqi person, makes a slip, shaitan is inciting him. There is that woman, go towards her. Immediately, tazakkaru. He brings Allah in front. He has the consciousness of Allah. He brings the remembrance of Allah in front of him. And he says, astaghfirullah. La ilaha illallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he refrains. Allah gives him that basirat, that inner light through which he is able to see. There was a student, a young person, studying and very, very pious in the masjid. And one day as he came out of the masjid, there was a very beautiful young girl. And she tried to lure him. So he tried to move away his glance, lower his gaze, but after some time, he fell for her beauty. So she called him towards her home, and he was following her. But as he took a few more steps, he pondered over the verse that he recited, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. This is what we require, tadhakkaru. Ulama explain, what is tadhakkaru? They ponder, they reflect. What do they reflect upon? The greatness of Allah. They have the awareness of Allah. And they ponder and reflect over the outcome, the consequence of what they are going to do, or what they are almost indulging in, or what they have fallen into. So if we know that we have the consequence of what we are doing in front of us, then immediately we will refrain from it. If a person knows, if I'm going to fall into zina, it's going to cause me humiliation in dunya, and more than dunya, in akhirat, I'll be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person knows that if I get into some fraudulent deal, then if I get caught, this will be the consequence. What will the consequence be? I'll be imprisoned. I'll be humiliated in public. The person knows, if I involve myself in some illicit relationship, and then I will be get caught, then everybody will come to know. With the social media, it will fly. Everybody will see that I did this thing. So you have the consequence in front of you. It will deter you from doing that particular haram deed. But more especially, you should have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu. My Allah must not become naraz. My Allah must not see me doing something haram. Tadhakkaru. So immediately he read and he pondered over this verse and he refrained. She tried to lure him again. When he read this verse, he fell unconscious. And he passed away. When they were burying him, then the person who was there, one wali of Allah or some other person was there, and calls out to him as he's being buried, that, oh youngster, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who fears Allah, for him there will be two gardens, two jannats. The moment he said this, the voice came out from that kafan. He said, my Allah has already given me those two gardens. So a believer who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is the important word today? Tadhakkaru. He ponders, he reflects, what will be the consequence in my indulging in this particular deed. He ponders over the greatness of Allah, the marifat of Allah. We find that a disbeliever or a person who is weak, he does not have the light which we are discussing of basirat in his heart. Or in fact, the person who is a disbeliever, he's got no light in his heart. What happens to them? وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ. Their brothers referring to the shayateen. Shaitan reinforces them. He pushes them more towards being misled and astray. And these shayateen, they go all out in helping this person to live a life of evil and vice. There's no deficiencies on their part, on their effort. They go all out. They endeavor to the best, to the fullest, to make sure that this person now lives a life of filth, a life of zina, a life of riba, a life of all haram activities. وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. They are not deficient in it. So see the contrast. The person who is ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person who is a fasiq, fajir, disbeliever, a munafiq. What happens? Shayateen, they will entice this person, cause a whisper into his heart, and they will lead him astray. And when they lead him astray, he allows them to lead him astray, and he enjoys that vice and evil to such an extent that they push him more and more and more and more into evil, and he goes completely astray. May Allah save us. As compared to a muttaqi person, the moment he slips, immediately he ponders, reflects, he makes tawbah, istighfar. Ulama has mentioned that this, in the same verse, tadhakkaru iqab Allah, the punishment of Allah. And the moment he does this, when they ponder over this, thumma tabu wa anabu ila Allah. They make tawbah and they make inabat ila Allah. They return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to brighten this heart, the spiritual heart that we have, especially in this part of the year. There's so many temptations. There's so many challenges we face with. Whether at home, outside the home, wherever we're going to go. People go on holiday, vacation. Shaitan, the shayateen in fact, they will try to cause insinuations in your heart, whisperings. But if we have that light of iman, with light of taqwa, and tadhakkaru, then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our rescue. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to polish and cleanse our heart from all type of impurities. Recite the Rosary for them.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha, 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحيم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لي غلامكم مع فرما وما لي خطاكم مع فرما يا الله همكم زورهم ضعيف يا الله يا الله help us my الله Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and tawfiq, Ya Allah, of making tawbah, istighfar, and staying away from all type of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. We seek your protection, your refuge in you, my Allah. Protect us from the whisperings of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah. So many have requested du'as, my Allah. Young children even have cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many in hospital, Ya Allah. So many undergoing treatment, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each one of them complete shifa, my Allah. You are Shafi, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Shifa kamil, adil, mustaqil, daim, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma thabbitna ala iman, wa mitna ala iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika al-mustafa khayr al-khalq kullihimi.
Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ahluh. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Qutr water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Qabr. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nahr. Allahumma ajirna min al-nahr. Allahumma ajirna min al-nahr. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youths, Ya Allah. Protect our women folk, Ya Allah. Protect our elders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our dhurriyat, my Allah. Don't make salb of this iman that Ya Allah you have given us, my Allah. Grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen. Make us from the saliheen. Make us from the dhakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us zuhd and qana'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make your shukr, Ya Allah. Help us to make your dhikr, my Allah. Help us to make tawbah istighfar. Make our tongues be moist with dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different needs, and Ya Allah. We fulfill each person's need tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters sitting at home with the receiver, my Allah. Our brothers have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, solely for your pleasure, my Allah. Fulfill each person's hajat and need. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, our worries, our sorrows, our hardship, our grief, my Allah. Our sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq asan for us. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.